whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. State your name for the record. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay. Are you currently in school?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you in school? And how are your grades?
Grade 8 except for one class.
Okay, so you understand what I'm asking you and what we're discussing here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You are 17 years old right now.
Correct.
Okay. What I want to do is, obviously, you have some information pertaining to the case that I'm investigating. To a gentleman you may know as Jeff or Jeffrey.
Okay.
Okay? What I'd like you to do in your own words is tell me how you came in contact for the first time with Jeffrey.
Okay. I used to be friends, or pretty much acquaintances, and a friend with Jen, and he came up to me, approached me one day, and asked me if I would be interested in a massage this guy Jeffrey, and that's all I'd have to do, and I would get $200 for giving him a massage.
Okay.
And I was like, sure, there's no strings attached. He's like, no. I was like, okay, sure. So he called, and I guess there was like the head, his like personal assistant that lived with him,
okay.
And she set up an appointment for me and her to go, and we went over to his house one day, and brought me up to the room, set up a massage table, told me not to like be worried about anything, she lowered the lights, put on a little bit of music, and set up the bed for me, and just told me to be comfortable, and Jeffrey would come upstairs. So I waited in the room, and Jeffrey came up into the room. He introduced himself to me, and he went out of the room and changed and put on a towel. And he laid on the bed, and he told me to put on this lotion, and I started to give him a massage. He told me where to massage him, his back of his legs, his hamstrings, his lower back, his upper back, and like right underneath his bed area. So I started giving him his massage, and then he flipped over and he told me to do the front of his legs and his chest area and his upper shoulders. And he continued to do that, and then he asked me to get a little bit more comfortable. And I was like, I asked him, what do you mean? He was like, maybe you want to get off your shirt, put on your pants. And I was already wearing like a crop tank top, and I was like, no, I'm comfortable. He's like, okay, that's fine. And then he like started to move his hands down off the bed, and he started to touch me. He started to rub up on my legs and on my butt. And then he tried to go underneath my shirt and try to touch my boob area. I was like, I'm not comfortable with that. And he's like, oh, come on. I'm like, no. I was like, I'll finish your massage, but that's it. And he like, would rub his nipples. He would be like, oh, yeah. He started rubbing his nipples, and then he started to jerk off. And that was when I ended the kitchen, and I grabbed money and I left.
Okay. Yeah, we approached you for a massage, just so I can get this straight. Okay. You called a woman named...
Right.
That was the personal assistant to...
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Okay. Brought you up the room?
Yes.
And she set up the room for you?
Correct.
Okay. Jeff came into the room, introduced himself, went to another room and changed?
Right. Because the upstairs room is in his bedroom.
Okay.
And he left to go into his bedroom to change.
Okay.
Did he say his last name?
No, he would never tell me his last name. He would never tell me what he did for a living. He would never give me any personal information except for his name is Jeffrey.
Okay. He told you to get comfortable.
Right.
Okay. What were you wearing?
I was wearing a crop of tank top that comes a little bit above my navel, and I wore a bra and a pair of jeans, tight jeans.
Okay. So you did not remove any clothing?
No.
As you were massaging his chest and legs area, did he remove his towel?
He started to move the towel lower and lower, and then eventually he...
Had it off. He had taken it off. At what point did he start to masturbate?
After he started to rub his nipples, and I was giving him a massage on his shoulders, he started to remove the towel completely, and that's when he started to masturbate, to do whatever he was doing.
Okay. Do you know what the meaning of masturbate is?
Yeah, to ejaculate, sure.
Okay. Did you see his penis?
Yeah. He made that visible to me.
Okay. At what point did he reach out to try to touch you?
Before he started to rub his nipples, he was like, let me touch you the way that I like to be touched. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable that way. I was like, I'm fine. Like, I'll continue giving massage that I don't want. And I'm very uncomfortable. Because before she told me if I felt uncomfortable, just tell him and he'd back off. So I told him that I was uncomfortable, like, after he started to touch me. And he kept ejaculating after that.
Okay. He touched your buttocks?
Yes.
Did he touch your vagina area?
I would not let him.
Okay.
No.
And you mentioned your breast area.
Right.
Did he try to touch your buttocks under the shorts or?
First it was just outside my pants, and then he tried to. I had a belt on with my jeans, so he tried to go inside from behind, but he could not, and I was like, I'm not comfortable.
Okay. He put his hand under your shirt?
Right.
Okay. And you had a bra, correct?
Correct.
Okay, did he go under the bra or over the bra?
He didn't have enough time. I told him not to be when I was very uncomfortable.
Okay, so you stopped him before he actually touched your breast?
Right.
Okay. And he started to continue to masturbate at that point? Okay. Did he ejaculate?
Yeah, he did. Okay. He fully went off. He did everything.
He finished,
yeah.
That was the first time you went?
Yeah.
How much did you receive?
I received $200.
Okay. Was that the only time you went?
I've been there a total of 3 times.
Okay. What happened?
The second time I went there with and this girl, another gun. And we went downstairs. The chef made us dinner or lunch. It was mid-afternoon. We sat there, and I guess Jeffrey went upstairs to do whatever they did. And we just waited downstairs with the chef. And like, he had supermodels there. We were talking to them. They showed us around the house. They showed us the cars. They showed us the pool area.
Okay, so you were just waiting for...
Right.
Okay. Did you know if she received any money?
She received money every time she brings someone there. That I know for that. She was going to receive it. She was bringing her office.
Okay. Did she receive money for the first time you went?
Yeah.
The second time you went, did you receive any money?
No.
Did you receive money for taking...
Yes. I was just there because I was my best friend, and she felt more comfortable if I was there. She didn't really know, only acquaintances.
Okay. What about the third time?
The third time, it was, me. This time Sarah was with her, and she set the bed up for Michelle, and we went downstairs, and we were just talking. We were just talking in the other room, looking at his pictures and magazines. He has like a whole bunch of new pictures all over the house.
Okay. And the third time you went, you didn't do anything?
No. I've only done it once.
Okay. Did you receive any money for recruiting me?
Yeah, I received $100.
Yes, you were given $100.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the phone number?
I don't speak her anymore. I could get it. I want to get it for you guys.
Okay, so I'll find it. The third time you went, you saw back down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Jeffrey doesn't allow anybody else inside the room besides you and that person.
Okay.
You and him.
Okay. And you received $100 to bring him? Second or third time, you never went upstairs?
Never went upstairs.
Okay, you just laid downstairs. On the first time that you went upstairs?
Correct.
Did he ever touch you?
Yeah.
I mean, aside from...
Oh, no.
What you told me, did he ever touch your vagina area?
No.
The breast area? Aside from what you told me?
No.
Didn't go under the bra?
No.
Did he ever pull you in close to him?
Yes, he has done that. He would wrap your arm around him. Like, he would wrap your arm up from behind, and he would pull you closer to the bed.
Okay. Can you describe him a little bit to me?
He is very...
It's hard to describe him.
Yeah, I mean, very...
I'd say he's in his... Like...
He's just a freaking pervert, okay? I don't know what the hell he is. He's a weirdo. He has pictures of his family naked, his children naked, celebrities naked, models naked. He always has girls there constantly. He's basically a sugar daddy. In my perspective, he looks like a sugar daddy. He has gray hair. He works out, so he's in good physical condition. He has hair on his chest, hair on his back. He's probably about maybe 6'1". He has the raspy voice, sort of. He would never discuss what he does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
He's told different from Haley and everybody else, like my friends that I've talked to, who worked for him, said that he's been a scientist, he's invented things. He's done stock swings. Like, he would never tell a straight story to what he actually does. So, he keeps to himself. After he's done, he just dismisses you. He does whatever he does, and then he's like, there's the money for you.
Did he have the money out for you prior to, or did he when the massage was done?
When the massage was done.
He had the money out.
Right.
When he finished, did he use the towel to clean himself, or?
He got up in the room. There's two showers. There's like a steam room, and then there's a shower. So as soon as he got, like, as soon as he was done, he got up and went into the steam shower thing room.
Okay. You know the difference between circumcised and not circumcised?
Yes. He is certified.
Okay. So what is the definition? What are your definitions?
Where the foreskin hasn't been cut off or where it covers the actual head of the penis. Whether when you are circumcised, the head is shown, you don't have to pull back the skin in order to see the head.
Okay. So he is or he's not?
He is circumcised.
He is circumcised. Okay. At the conclusion of the massage, when he went to the other room to grab the money, what happened after that?
I grabbed the money, I left, I go, let's go. And they asked me what's wrong, I was like, nothing, I'll just go. I don't want to have that. I felt really disgraced, I felt really dirty. I felt bad about myself as a human. I was only 16 years old at the time, and I felt like, you know, the whole time I was there, I was like, I'm really nervous, I repeated that. I was like, don't worry, he's not going to do anything, there's no strings attached. So I was like, let's just get out of there and just go and sleep.
Did he ask for your age?
No.
No.
When was this? Do
you remember? I don't know. It was probably around September, November. Because my boyfriend and me were still together, and he didn't know that.
Okay.
be able to recognize him again if he shows you pictures of him.
Oh, yeah.
Did she explain, did he ever explain to you on your way over there what was expected from you?
No. She never told me. She said that all I had to do was just give him a massage, that he wouldn't do anything, no strings attached. That's all I had to do, and I would receive to her dollars for giving him a massage.
Did she explain to you that he might have to get naked?
No.
Did she explain to you that he might have to remove some clothing?
She told me that he would ask me to get comfortable. That's it.
What did you think you meant when you said comfortable?
I did think, you know, I would have to remove articles of clothing, but to stay comfortable with him, like if he would like, have a conversation, she like, suggested to have a conversation with him, try to keep talking to him so I wouldn't be so nervous that he would get to know me and like me, because I guess he doesn't like you, he doesn't pay you.
Did you ever use any sex toys?
No.
Did you have any sex toys?
No.
Have you had any contact with anyone from that house?
No, not then. Out and about, the downtown, I see what's up, that's it. I've only met her once. I've never actually had a full-blown conversation. I only know about what she does, how she lives there, and how she's the personal assistant for him, and how she gets calls or whoever else is like the main girl to get girls.
Everything you've told him been true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Correct.
Just for the record, in the room we're located at, present in the room is myself, ID number 7915, Detective Jerry Carey with the Palm Beach Police Department, Detective Michael Dawson, Palm Beach Police Department. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this tape. The time by my watch is 2:35.